Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Terry Walls at 35 minutes after the hour. Her book is called The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS. She was focused on treating her patients' ailments, and she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2000, and turned out conventional medical treatments evidently were failing her, and she feared that she'd be bedridden for the rest of her life, but she decided to take it into her own hands and found a way to beat it. And her recovery, to many, is remarkable. And you'll hear from Dr. Walls on her recovery and how you can benefit, or someone you know can benefit from her principles at 35 minutes after the hour. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike Roizen here, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Joe Galuski. Breastfeeding, Dr. Mike, is breastfeeding really better? Something says it may not be.
Well, this was an interesting study, and it was done among pairs of family members, one of whom was exclusively breastfed till age 6 months, the other of which did not get breastfed. And so you'd say, well, so it's the same family, the same, if you will, environment, and they showed no difference in mental and other functional development. Not one of the markers, which is very unusual when it's done in this big a study, but not one marker had a difference between the two groups. So what that meant was, in fact, that breastfeeding may be overrated. It may be the family and the socioeconomic status that is key. Much of the data on breastfeeding came from comparing children, offspring, who were breastfed and who were not. And clearly, poorer and less fortunate and environmentally deprived women, that is, don't do breastfeeding as much as those women who are college educated and higher socioeconomically. So this study was able to account for that by having pairs in the same family, Joe. And so it says, well, maybe breastfeeding is overrated as a benefit in cognitive function, in preventing infections, etc.
So if one decides not to breastfeed, what are some of the issues? What are some of the questions? What are some of the alternatives prospective mom or another mom to be has to consider when feeding her infant?
Well, the key in this is the formula and the quality of formula, and the quality of formula has clearly improved over the years. So most formulas now have DHA, or the healthy fat in them, if you will. So that is, they have this fat in them that is good for brain development, and that we think is good for brain development. And that's really the main alternative is formula. And then the second alternative is mother coddling. I don't know what you call it. I guess it would be being protective, being loving towards the child. In other words, they think that the time of breastfeeding is a time of talking to the infant, and that mothers who breastfeed talk more and show more cuddling behavior. So when you look at it, whether they're breastfed or bottle fed, on the 11 measures of health and intellectual competency of the 1,700, this was a large study, almost 1,800, 1,773 pairs, there was no difference.
Do you think the greater percentage of mothers now breastfeed their infants? Do more mothers breastfeed now than feed their babies with formula?
That's right. It's not exclusive breastfeeding now. But in fact, compared to 10 years ago, It is now 75% of children are almost exclusively breastfed for a period of time. And 47% of Caucasian babies and 30% of black babies are exclusively breastfed at 6 months. So that's up considerably, but it is now 75% as opposed to 63% 10 years ago, with a some time of exclusive breastfeeding.
I think when we were babies, very few mothers breastfed. I don't think they did they? Most moms fed us with milk, with formula.
I don't know the answer. I was a World War II baby, or just after World War II, if you will, right at the end, and there was a shortage of formula. So I was breastfed for a fair bit of time, I understand.
Yeah. Udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Terry Walls, an MS multiple sclerosis survivor, will tell her brave story and how you can take something away from her story when she talks to Dr. Mike at 35 minutes after the hour. These new LED lights, Dr. Mike, could they be damaging to our eyes?
Well, we're going to find that out from Gary Ginsberg. Gary has four excellent stories. So for those of people who don't get to turn in for the second hour because they've got to go someplace or the station doesn't carry it, you can always find it on radiomd.com, or you can find a podcast later on after Tuesday. Our great engineer Sonar has it posted, and so by Tuesday of the next week you'll be able to hear Gary Ginsberg's take on what the risk is from so many LED lights, and there is a risk, and there also is a way of protecting yourself, so it's a good thing to tune into.
Okay, that's Dr. Ginsberg's topic. Okay, I didn't see that on the sheet here. But you can talk about calories, what percentage of calories we ought to be getting from sugar. How much do you think we ought to be getting?
Well, this is very interesting. You know, we get, in America, 15% of our total calories from added sugar. That is added sugar in syrups, honey, high fructose corn syrup, etc. 15% of the average American's calories come that way. And I think that's probably an underestimate, but that is the estimate. The WHO proposed 10% 10 years ago, if you will. And if you will, they got enormous. They actually proposed 8%, and they got enormous pushback by the food processing industry, so much so that they threatened them. The food processing industry apparently gives a lot of money to the World Health Organization to feed malnourished and undernourished kids around the world, and they threatened them with cutting it off. So they came to a 10% compromise, even though the world was more than that. Well, now they recommend 5% of calories. That's the recommendation that actually came out. So obviously either the food processing industry is losing some of its potency in lobbying the WHO, or the data were so strong, and the data are exceedingly strong. Extra sugar, that is added sugars, cause heart disease, cause the growth of the two most common cancers, prostate and breast, and there's a real risk to having extra sugar or added sugar, whether added to ice cream or frozen desserts, or whether added to your morning coffee, or to, if you will, straight brands of cola. These added sugars cause a risk to you of growth of those cancers and of heart disease.
All right, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. If you have a question or a comment for Dr. Mike or our guest coming up, you can email it along. We have a lot of people listening to our guest and want to know something of that guest, and you can certainly do that at udocs@gmail.com. Dr. Terry Walls, the book is called The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS. Next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay tuned.